That's Jack Johnson. This is 92.9 The Mountain. I'm Joan. Jenny and Blake are in Durango this morning getting their ski on. But Friday Morning Features carry on. Before they left, they had a chance to go to the movies. Dawn from Movie Night Traffic Light joining us in the studio this Friday morning.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For being here.
Thanks, you guys. Good morning. It's going to be a really good weekend for movies, I think.
All right. What do we have? What's in theaters?
We've been talking about this 4 weeks, even 4 months, and we've all been waiting, and finally the veil of secrecy is starting to be released. See if you can guess what movie this clip might be from.
This ain't going to be easy.
Not as easy as it used to be.
Damn, I thought that was closer.
Good, teacher. Part time.
Oh, I love this
so you
series.
Know which
one
that
I can't
is, Blake?
Wait.
Judging from the glow
that's
radiating from Blake's face.
I can't
is
wait.
So excited. I think
we just went on that ride at Disneyland not so long ago, too.
Oh, so fun.
Very
yeah.
cool.
So fun.
Yeah, they may make a new ride. Who knows after this
that's
one?
True.
This one looks like it's going to be so exciting. It's going to be one of the biggest movies of the year. Steven Spielberg is the director. It stars all sorts of people. Of course, Harrison Ford, Shia LaBeouf, all sorts of people. And you know, this one has been really secretly
yeah.
kept behind the wall.
Lucas
yep.
is the executive producer.
Yes, he is.
You know,
yep.
from Star Wars,
yep.
of course.
Yeah, so it's going to be really very exciting. That comes out May 22nd, and you're going to start seeing this trailer everywhere. So if you get a chance yeah. to see it, check it out. Just like Blake, you'll be really excited.
Well,
for
right,
this
just
movie.
To watch the glow
there's
gotta
be
on
some
men's
sort of, there's got to be a preview of that coming soon, I would think.
Yeah, they're going to start to
keep
release stuff slowly, yeah. but now they've got the trailer
and
out.
Who's picking
there,
that up? It's got to be, what is it, like Taco Bell or McDonald's or Burger King?
Oh, right. Like, you know, where do you go to
yeah,
get
probably.
The,
yep, mm-hmm. I don't know. Yet.
It's coming
yeah.
soon to a fast food restaurant near you.
No doubt. Okay, so let's talk about the big movie coming out this weekend in theaters, and it's called Vantage Point, and it stars William Hurt, and he's the president of the United States, and he's in Spain on a peace summit, and he's talking. And he also stars Dennis Quaid, and he's a Secret Service agent that actually took a bullet for him
yummy.
A year ago. And he, yummy. And he is back on the job for the very first day today, and while the president is speaking, he is shot. And it's up to the Secret Service guys to find out what is going on to try to save the president's life. And here is a clip.
The president of the United States has been shot.
We need your camera.
We saw the shooter.
There was something in that window.
I saw something too.
Secret Service, we need to see your tapes.
I'm in pursuit, heading west.
We got a satellite lock. We're looking for 5 people out of 6 million.
Stop. Rewind that.
So nothing is as it seems, and they're going to have to figure it all out to keep the president from dying.
This looks like a good movie. This looks like a movie Samuel L. Jackson should be in.
Well, I mean, it has Forrest Whitaker,
yes.
and Matthew Fox,
Sigourney Weaver. Yep, it has all sorts
cast.
Of really big stars in it. And you know how they say there's two sides to every story? Well, they really mean that. In fact, there's a ton of sides to
Six
the
sides.
Story. Yeah. Well, there's like 8 sides
oh,
in
there?
This movie. What they do is they show you the same 23 minutes, leading up to the president being shot over and over again, but from different perspectives.
Awesome.
And I've got to tell you, though, leading up to the president being shot, there's so much anticipation and adrenaline. This is an adrenaline roller coaster kind of movie that by the time they flash you back that first 23 minutes, you're like, no, don't do it. I want to know what's happening. But then they take you through, and then they flash you back again and again. By the third time, you say, please don't do this to me again.
Yeah.
I just want to know what's going on. But after the third time, they start to lead you into some information. You had no idea what was going on.
Well, the same 23 minutes, just from different vantage points is probably cut down on locations.
Yeah.
Right?
That's probably a good point. Makes it
smart directorial choices.
A cheaper movie to shoot. But it's very clever.
Well,
how they
had to pay
it.
The salaries of the
yeah,
stars.
These
true.
Big stars, yeah.
That's why they only, you know, we have all these salaries. You can only pick one location. All right, let's do
Spain.
A vantage point
how about
from
we do Spain?
Yeah, 6
yeah.
different, yeah. Perfect.
But at some point, they switch into real time in the movie, and it's just a mad rush to figure it all out and try to save the president's life. So it is a very well-done movie. It is a little disturbing, though, too, because I got to tell you, if there is actual anything real about this story, the lesson here is never, ever underestimate your enemy, because it is absolutely ruthless in this movie. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and so if you're up for that really action-packed political thriller kind of mystery thing, this is the movie for you. So on our movie night traffic light vantage point, this is a green light.
All right. Yeah. All right. So very, you can check that out movie. In theaters this weekend.
That's right. It's a good one. So if you're up for that kind of movie, go check it out.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
That sounds good. Thanks.